WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A maintenance worker at the New Orleans jail is arrested and booked, accused of allegedly shutting off the water to a toilet to help 10 prisoners escape through a hole behind it late Thursday night. Six of the escapees are still on the loose. President Trump's on Capitol Hill to try to convince holdouts to support a multi-trillion-dollar budget package that some in his own party say spends too much money.
I think we're a very unified party. The Senate's doing great. John Thune is doing fantastically. He's a great guy.
The British government says it's suspending free trade negotiations with Israel and has leveled new sanctions targeting West Bank settlements, criticizing Israel's military actions in Gaza. Los Angeles police are searching for clues after Anthony Anderson's home was burglarized on Sunday night, say law enforcement sources to ABC News. Anderson starred in the ABC comedy series Blackish, drama K-ville, and in Law & Order. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident on Monday. The Platteville Police Department said early in their investigation they found there was no danger to the public. The campus was put on lockdown for about an hour and a half, and people were asked to avoid a dorm area. Police didn't release much information at all at a press conference last night, but hours later, they released the following. Two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Hallie Helms of Baraboo, had died in the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dorm on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so students and staff can access mental health resources. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that would keep Thermo Fisher Scientific in Dane County. The company employs 1,800 people in Middleton and was being lured by other states. Lawmakers crafted a plan to give Thermo Fisher extra tax incentives that passed with bipartisan support. The company is also planning on expanding, which should create an additional 350 jobs. And Wisconsin is number one for Drug Takeback Day this spring. According to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, the state collected more than 56,000 pounds of unwanted medication. That's more than any other state this year. In the 15 years of the program, Wisconsin has collected about 1.37 million pounds of medication. That's third place behind Texas and California. Drug Takeback Day happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. Getting rid of drugs that are old or no longer needed can help prevent accidents and substance misuse. You can visit the DHS website to find year-round drug collection sites. There are more than 500 of them across the Badger State. You can find more Wisconsin stories on our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, for the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple of years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. You know, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
It's a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear you?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Donald Trump promised to veto any bill that actually would take away Medicaid benefits from the American people. If that in fact is the case, is he planning on saying to House Republicans tomorrow morning that he's going to veto the bill as it's currently written? Or was he once again lying to the American people?
I'm going to go with that one. Yeah.
Thank you, Hakeem Breckford. I'm going to go with the, yeah, when in doubt, lying. Damien in York, Pennsylvania says, my heart goes out to the people who were hit by the severe weather, the tornadoes. They will be fine as long as there's some sort of federal agency that can help manage this emergency that some rando didn't decide to mess with in the name of government efficiency. That would be crazy, right? Hey, since there are leopards in Kentucky, and why are those leopards looking at people's faces like that?
I never thought
leopards would eat my face.
We bonded over bigotry, but they weren't supposed to turn on me. No, I never thought
the leopards would eat my face.
Sigh, heavy sigh. Okay, Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, Trace.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Jody. Hey, Bella. First things first, we were still doing animal husbandry yesterday when we had the show on, and I thought I heard you mention, but I want to make sure you know about the Jill Sobule tribute concert at McCabe's Guitar Shop on June 1st.
I do, honey. I know. I was supposed to host it. It's too late for me, but I'm doing a big Jill Sobule tribute party at my house.
Okay.
At my house that
okay.
same weekend. So
cool.
Yeah, we're all.
Very cool.
And I love the Jill yeah. Fair idea. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that a great idea? So listen, I was thinking about this Bruce Springsteen and Rift and Taylor Swift with Trump, mm-hmm. and. My best friend ever died a couple of years ago, but we, since sophomores in high school, we were concert buddies, and I saw Bruce Springsteen like 7 or 8 times because of this guy. So, you know, incredible show, amazing performer.
Yeah.
3 hours plus. And not to mention, I was just looking at the ticket stubs back from the late 70s, early 80s, and they were like between $11 and $15 to see Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Bella's but, like, what?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I just want to say, you know, we got Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift. Trump's got Village People and Kid Rock, and I'm very humble about my musical ability, but I could fart into a walkie-talkie and sound better than Kid Rock. So that's all I have to say
by
about
that. By
the
way, and thank you to whoever posted the bathing suit picture of Bruce Springsteen next to Trump in golf clubs.
Yes.
Because, yes, if someone wants
yeah.
to talk about somebody's shriveled, pruny skin or whatever the hell he was talking about.
Boy, God. The pot calling the kettle black. You know that.
Or orange. Yeah, as the case may be. What? Okay. Yes, and as we said yesterday, Jody, if you... if you think that Bruce Springsteen, if you're just shocked now by what he's saying, you haven't listened to any word he's written for the last 11 years.
That's like what Tommy Morello said to Paul Ryan years ago, because Paul Ryan loves Rage Against the Machine. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't think you listen to our music like you're supposed to.
Speaking of, like, I remember, you know, when, well, my, as my mom would say, Steffi, your Geekwood Flat tickets have arrived. That was
Geekwood Flack?
Fleetwood Mac is what she meant.
I know.
Aww. But I feel bad for Bella. Like, what were those in the 70s? I don't know how much concert tickets were. They weren't, right?
The most I paid in 1980 was for The Who, and that was like $100.
Oh,
but
God.
It was fourth row.
Oh, my God.
It was fourth row, meanwhile, so it was really nice.
It's cheaper to go to Europe than buy Beyonce or whatever.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift tickets, right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to try to buy concert tickets after the show today. And oh. I'm really scared because it's at the Greek Theater.
Oh, hey, girl. Good
luck. It's, yeah. We'll see.
Aww.
Fingers crossed.
I'm sorry.
Fingers, eyes, and toes.
Yeah.
Mel in Maryland. Hey, Mel. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning, Steffi.
Hi.
I think it's a lot of people, what I'm sensing, have forgotten with degree what this guy has no moral compass whatsoever. And just if I could just recap a little bit so we know who we're dealing with here. I mean, here's a guy who, if you remember, mocked publicly a disabled reporter. I mean, who does that sort of thing? You know, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
He has said, I believe it was when Howard Stern, that he wanted to have sex with his own daughter. Who says that?
I know.
He bragged on that Access Hollywood tape that whenever he. Okay, well,
we're at a point where we can't say what the president says.
I understand that, Steffi, but we know what he said. Yeah. And that he says it's locker room talk. Well, you know, I could just speak for myself. I've been, you know, growing up in locker room talk, never did we have that kind of degrading, you know, talk. I mean, so
no,
that doesn't happen in locker room.
So many things should have been disqualifying. So, I mean, we're at 11
exactly.
billion things. We should.
I mean, my God, he said the Nazis who were in a deadly rally, someone died, that they were good people in Charlottesville. And I guess the only reason I'm calling is when this should matter. I mean, this should matter not just for a president, but for an elected official. It should matter for your friends, your neighbors. I mean, he's the kind of person you wouldn't even want to hang out with.
No, you wouldn't want him around your kids. You wouldn't want him around your daughter.
No.
I've said it, and Jody, none of us have spawned. I don't know what you say to your children. This monstrosity that's in the Oval Office, right? It used to be something that, you know, you respected the office or whatever. You would tell your kid to not do or say anything he's done or said.
I know, but people still voted for him. Who have children.
This is why I saved this story. Should we do Eye of the Tiger for this? Maybe. I don't. Have you heard of the Liver King? I don't. This is just one of those stories that tells me how Donald Trump got into the Oval Office, Jody. He's a fitness influencer. Are you aware of the fitness influencers on the Instagram? They're super not annoying at all.
No,
but anyway,
not at all.
He's called the Liver King because I guess he eats raw livers out of
something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Fitness influencer Liver King. This is how we're in the world of President Donald Trump and Health and Human Services Secretary Bobby Kennedy. Fitness influencer Liver King, exposed for lying about grotesque raw animal diet, extreme workouts. He was exposed for lying to millions of his followers. How do we get so stupid and easily duped by con men? Claiming he was following a very specific, bizarre diet and lifting a crazy amount of weight in the gym. You're not going to believe where this is going. Jump ahead, spoiler alert. Steroids! It's steroids! He's a liar! Okay. Have I mentioned Bobby Kennedy looks like a boiled catcher's mitt?
Yes, okay. He does.
All right. Brian Johnson's known for his barbarian-like ways, caveman diet, which he claims consisted of animal liver. Like, raw, he's holding one up like a testicles. And fertilized chicken eggs. I don't even know what that means. And outrageous workout routines, which include bench pressing hundreds of weights underwater. His extreme ways allowed him to create a name for himself online, Liver King, which millions of people known as primals, obsessed with his every move. People that, I guess, because he does, he raw liver. Okay, hold please. He claimed his Greek godlike physique by following this insane diet and intense exercise regimen with just a few supplemental pills. Right. He also claimed his two sons were in poor health before they switched to an organ-based diet, which cured them. This claim led people to regularly purchase his liver supplements because, of course, they
because
did.
Of course.
It turns out the father of two allegedly misled the public. What? I did not see this coming. I did not see this coming.
No.
What? You say he's a grifter and a con man? He was actually spending $11,000 a month on steroids.
Shocker.
Yes, his physique. He supposedly created a $300 million empire for himself, which led him to deny any steroid use. The truth finally caught up to him, and he had no choice but to admit he was using pharmacy-grade human growth hormone.
So the good stuff.
And that's how Donald Trump is president.
Yes.
And people are eating raw animal organs because something I don't...
I don't eat any animal products,
help mommy.
Except for some fish on occasion.
Yeah,
help mommy.
What isn't Bobby Kennedy about raw drinking raw milk, and
swimming
in sewage?
Sewage.
And I don't. Okay, I had to. Okay, you know what? I will make a smarter listening to Pete Kegbreath because. What is with the warfighter thing? Warfighters, we need warfighters. Isn't that what they've always been?
Yes.
It's all this stupid fake machismo. It's just, whether it's Liver King, what's his name? Liver King.
He should hang out with the Tiger King.
Okay. What? Oh, I'm sorry, 10. Yes, Pete Kegbreath.
Orders we give to the plans we discuss. There's a reason why our nation's most closely held secrets are contained in
are
certain
they?
Places with only access from certain people.
Are they?
Nobody takes that more seriously than me. If there's one thing I've
really?
Sort of been offended by, I don't get offended by much.
Huh?
I'm here to do my job for the president, for the country.
Okay.
Is this idea that I don't take classification or I don't take clearances seriously? Nobody takes it more seriously than
really?
Me.
Really?
And we make sure that's infused through how we operate. And we do everything we can to deliver on behalf of the American people that way.
Oh, I see. So you take it very seriously before you put it on a public signal chat with your wife and your
and a journalist
brother and and also a reporter. Yes, when you drunk text war plans, you at least you take it seriously.
Absolutely.
Before you drunk text.
Mm-hmm.
The gaslighting is, I can't. Okay. I'm sorry, one more rapey McDrunky says what?
Ability, lethality, war fighting, none of this woke DEI, CRT, gender pronoun, green news scam stuff. That's all out. Ideology is out. Capability.
Says the DUI hire. Okay.
To be Christopher, allegedly.
What?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly, sure. Oh, that's your job, filling in for Chris. Allegedly.
Yeah, he said he wanted to restore warrior ethos, which is the context of that clip, which I thought was really funny. Because what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Because what now? Okay, who's the guy that looks like Oddjobs? From White House Communications Director Stephen Chung. Is that his name?
I think so,
He's particularly mean. He lost it on a reporter recently. I just thought in the light of the whole Biden cover-up, blah, blah, blah. A reporter asked why transcripts for most of the president's public remarks are not available on the White House website. Trump has made remarks in 146 public appearances in his first 100 days. The White House has published transcripts from just 29 of those. Trump aides would not explain their decision to withhold 80% of transcripts that have been prepared, wrote a reporter, White House Communications Director Stephen Chung. Jobs, however, did insult HuffPost for even asking the questions. I'll tell you why. Because we don't play his voice because our sphincters would snap shut forever.
Right.
We backed up till 17 election cycles from now. But if you read the transcript, you can tell how crazy.
Yes.
So that's why they don't want to release.
Right.
Okay. Because I can't even. In the same press conference when he was saying stage 9 cancer, which doesn't exist, he said, I aced my cognitive exam. Which,
again?
Yeah. And someone said even his Bruce Springsteen quote is a failed cognitive test. Just that entire truth, whatever.
Essential.
Okay. There's been zero transparency from this White House on anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And they can't even, stuff that was already on tape, they don't want to release because they're like, wow, that sounds really crazy, whatever he's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to pause while I take a little nappy. I'm going to take a little emotional nap. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Credo Mobile. If you're choosing to shop with companies that share your values, good for you. Look at you.
Whee.
People are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits, Planned Parenthood, on and on. That's the one Jody always votes for because Handmaid's Tale. Okay, we're living through it.
We are.
Join today. You get all you want from your mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you get much more. A smart, easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching, easy peasy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Bam, there you go. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25.
Believe me, this is so deeply warped, even I get it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey,
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Aw, see, Bella with some good news to counter my Liver King story. Is the, what do you call it? Sesame Street's going to Netflix. They shouldn't have to.
They should not have to.
But why can't we have nice things, Jody? Why? I'm going to say because of Senator Football McDump. That's why.
Okay.
This is Tommy Tuberville. Is this how glorious a job glorious dear leader is doing in ending the Ukraine war in a day? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But Vladimir Putin now is gone. He's to the point where he's taken so much land. Mm. He's making so much progress. Why would he make a deal? He has got the cards in his hand. Biden had the cards in his hand very early, but now we've lost all the cards. And Vladimir Putin is going to want a lot from the Ukrainians. He's going to want a lot in terms of land. Yeah. The things that are going on there in terms of possibly even Odessa, he's going to want Crimea, but he's going to want NATO to stay away from his borders. Now, I can't blame him for that. 100%, we don't need to be on their borders, and he's asked that for years.
So he's Putin talking points. That's very nice of him.
He totally, in World War II, would have been like, just give Poland to Hitler. Just stop being a little bitch about it. He wants it, just give it to him.
Yep.
What? Oh, my God. I was saying earlier, like Joe Walsh was saying, he's not getting played by Putin, Trump. He's negotiating for Putin. He's on Putin's side. Like, when will you get it? It's not.
Yeah, if Putin wanted to end this war, it could be ended at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you readying my Ukrainian negotiator? Is that what you were doing over there? So easy. I could solve this in a day. I'm the one that could just send
you get your out of my house now. Yeah. Out.
Yeah, I'd send Melissa McCarthy, Sandra Bullock, and that lady. That's it. Done. Okay. Catherine in Chicago. Hello, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's nice to talk with you guys.
Nice. Thank you.
There's two things here that two general categories to really fight what the Republicans have been doing and all the damage that they've been doing to this country over for decades. The Republicans have never hid who they are. They're all about two things. They're all about cheap shots at every opportunity and bad information. And it's only been getting worse since the ones with manners have been kind of leaving the field. And then this guy comes in, Agent Orange is what I like to call him, and saturating us with all his crap. The Democratic Party, I've been a blue girl all my life, born and raised. I'm a childless cat lady, and I wouldn't trade anything in this country, for anything. But the fight, whoever is in charge of their messaging, it needs to be said a lot, but it kind of gets exhausting. Mm-hmm. The messaging, we need to fight against all their cheap shots and their bad information, and doing it with manners, when they go low, we go high kind of thing. That doesn't work anymore.
No,
it hasn't
for a long time. We go Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah.
And no, that's exactly right. I saw someone else, Catherine, say that's what Democrats want. We want people to fight Trump and fascism every step of the way, not try to get along with him,
exactly.
Gavin Newsom. And this is why I appreciate what Malcolm Kenyatta said, that, yes, of course, we can always have discussions or improve as a party. What doesn't do that is going on TV and self-flagellating right. and bashing Democrats and going, right. oh, yes, you're right. You know, we whatever. Joe Biden does or, oh, we Democrats bad. Like, no, no. You know, it's OK. I don't just on the oh, MAGA's not racist. Thank you, Bill Maher.
I can't believe he said that. I mean, I can, I guess. But.
Conservatives lashed out online. This was last week after the House GOP's official account dared to share a post that was partially written in Spanish. We speak English here was a common response from furious right-wing critics. Some commentators questioned whether the House Republican Conference's account had been hacked because, oh,
no,
God forbid. That's how racist they are.
Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The average home in Madison is now worth close to $500,000. That's according to a new report from the city assessor's office. Home prices skyrocketed through the pandemic, and now that trend is slowing down. So prices are still going up, but at a more sustainable rate. In 2020, the average single-family home within city limits was valued at $315,000. Now it's $481,000. There were two times back-to-back during the pandemic where values rose more than 12% in just 1 year. But from 2023 to 2024, they only rose about 5%. That puts property value increases closer to pre-pandemic growth. And on top of that, the number of houses sold is also dropping. About 2,200 single-family homes were sold in Madison last year. That's about half the number of homes that were sold in 2022. This could all signal a return to more modest growth for the city of Madison. Overall, though, there was a record $1 billion in new development last year. Now, the housing shortage has been a huge problem in Madison and Dane County. So let's look at their progress building new housing so far this year. 521 units have been completed since January 1st. City staff say now that the weather is getting warmer, that should pick up the pace for builders. 4,200 units are currently under construction. And when it comes to housing that's considered affordable, about 90 units have been added so far in 2025, and more than 900 are currently being built. The city of Madison is expecting to have 18,000 more residents just in the next 5 years. So the goal is to add 15,000 new homes by 2030, and at least a quarter of them should have the long-term affordability designation. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wet and windy today, with gusts approaching 40 miles per hour and high temperatures 20 degrees below average, only scraping 50. Slap some wind chills on top of that, plus the rainfall soaking at times, a good 1 to 2 inches is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, two swell Appleton gentlemen join me in the studio. First, comedian Rob Breckenridge, then owner of Appleton Cigar, our pal Norm Kopesky, is here to talk about Smoke on the Fox.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Housing. It's not an option. It's...
If somebody's able-bodied and they can go get a job and they're living in their mom's basement playing video games, I'm sorry, you got to go get a job. This program was designed for the truly needy, the disabled people, pregnant women, seniors. Those are the people we're going to help more by shoring the program up. And so why would you want a runaway program that's going bust right now, which is what we have? Let's get the program back on track. And we do that. But clearly, there were a lot of discussions along the way. Some of us that would like to go further.
That would be Steve Scalise. And, get off your couch. Mm-hmm. Get a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say, by the way, you guys mentioned literally is a scene right out of Handmaid's Tale. What state is it in? Where they're
Georgia.
Yeah, they're keeping this poor.
She went
woman.
Into a coma.
This reminds me of this of Terri Schiavo.
I mean,
yeah, pathetic. So she is brain dead, yeah. And they're keeping her alive. So it's not for several months that she's even due to give birth.
Right. They're keeping her alive because she's an incubator to them. That's all she is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And her family doesn't obviously. You know,
they want.
They first of all, they said she would have wanted a choice.
Yeah,
you know, and they're saying the other thing is because the kid could be profoundly disabled.
Yeah, there's other
problems
with the
pregnancy.
He might
not work. But the fact that they are forcing this family to go through this on top of the tragedy of losing their daughter, it's just here we are. Mm-hmm. And you literally, I didn't know it because I don't watch Jody, but you said no, that is out of The Handmaid's Tale. That is an actual plot line.
It is
from The Handmaid's Tale.
It's for real.
All right. Jess in Michigan. Hi, Jess. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I listen to you girls every morning. Love you guys. It's
thank you.
Great. I am calling because 5 years ago today, I lost my best friend and since the third grade and sister-in-law to neuroendocrine pancreatic cancer.
Aye.
She was 43 years old.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
She was an RN, and she went in for some routine blood work, and had she not seen something abnormal on that and been an advocate for herself and told her doctor, look, no, we need to check this out further, they wouldn't have caught it when they did.
Right.
Yeah.
The tumor was shrinkable but not curable, and because she did that, she ended up living a little bit longer because, you know.
Right.
You know. But anyway, I have my nephew now. And he reminds me every day of her. But I miss her like crazy.
Yeah. Well, the level of awful human you have to be to talk about someone's cancer diagnosis, like, in a political way, no matter who you are, is just gross.
Yeah. Right.
Or to sort of imply
right.
that it's your fault, or you hit it, or you covered it up, or, you know, how'd you miss it? Or, I mean, it happens all the time, right? Like you said, if had your friend not been a nurse, she probably would have. Anyway, thank you.
Exactly. Cancer's a sneaky bitch. It'll find you.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't have to tell any of us. We've all. I don't think I know anybody who's, you know, family.
Yeah, three sisters and my dad. So.
Yeah, hasn't been touched by cancer.
Right.
My mom as well. Anyway, sorry, honey. Thank you very much for your story. Catherine, humanizing things. Imagine that.
Shocking.
Ah, human beings, empathy. Check into it.
Yeah.
Catherine in Atlanta. Hey, Catherine.
Hi, ladies. I listen to you folks every morning.
Thank
you. Talking about ticket prices. I am 76 years old, and I was rummaging through a closet to move and pack up and move to a smaller apartment, and I came across the stub of a ticket that I went to, a concert I went to in 1966.
Ooh.
At the Tulsa Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
1966, okay?
Yep.
The Rolling Stones, Beach Boys, The Supremes.
Wow.
Gene Pitney. I bet Bella doesn't even know who that is.
Okay. You're going to make us cry with the ticket price, aren't you? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm about to cry right now. $2.50.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
I am not kidding. I had to take it to my daughter and son-in-law to prove it. But they still have it. Yeah. $2.50 in 1976 in August. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, good work, ladies. Keep it up.
Thank you, honey.
Love you.
Now, love you too, Catherine. We've become the crusty old Coots show and Bella. Jody and I don't leave our house, so yeah. Bella, just break it to us gently. How much are concert tickets now?
Oh, you don't want to know,
because I don't. I go to bed at insane o'clock, so I don't go anywhere.
So I believe the average Beyonce ticket price was around $600.
No. Oh.
I know people who got nosebleeds for $100 to $200.
No. Oh yeah.
So that's very good for Beyonce Cowboy Carter.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Taylor Swift tickets during Eras Tour, up to $1,000 for a ticket.
And that's from her, not from scalpers.
Well, Ticketmaster as a whole, there's a whole thing going on with
some
that lawsuit.
Artists only have to go through. That's all they've got.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know that. No, for Sexy Liberal. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know all the surcharges and it's not you being greedy. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Talking about just cost of living and college debt and all the stuff, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were working on.
Yeah.
Sorry. But seriously, just the stuff we took for granted. My Geekwood flat tickets, for instance. Thank you, Mom. I don't know. I'd have to go back. It's probably 79, something like that.
Something like that. They were huge at that time, too. It's not like they
were
not a big
band. Which is weird, since I was only born in 1981.
True.
But that's
that is
what
odd.
I'm told. My mom told me about tickets that came for me in 1979, just assuming that I would want to go.
It back in time?
Yeah.
Did you have a DeLorean?
Sure. She doesn't even know what that is.
No,
she
I'm sure she does.
oh my God. No, that's crazy. This is how I know. Really, no, I'm really old, because even a show before I asked about tickets, I'm like, is there a matinee?
Oh no, I'm going to go see Rolanda. She's doing an all ladies thing this Saturday. It starts at 4:30. I'm like, yay.
Rolanda Watts?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love her.
I'll send you a link.
Okay. I can go if it's
4:30 to 6:30. It's women comics in Pasadena.
I realize I used to make fun of those, because when I lived in New York for a while, I went to Broadway matinees, and I used to make fun of the old people, and I am that person now. they don't realize how loud they're talking and how loud their Werthers are, when they open their candies. Right? And then they'd ask questions that no one, why are the boots kinky? I don't understand why it's quite the kinky boots. I don't even get. Super loud, so everybody. Okay, that's me now. Because my hearing.
Your hearing is that bad. There is no doubt about that. Wow. I have deaf friends who hear better than you do.
Now I feel better, because tickets are $11 billion and I can't afford it anyway.
Right, there you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's at people's whole paycheck.
Do you want to know how much the Who is going for?
Oh,
at
my
the
God.
Ball?
Who?
If you want a box.
I'm sorry. The answer is not
who. If
you
want a box, not sitting in the orchestra. If you want to sit just in a box, a decent box, it's $600 a ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They also do donate some of their proceeds to Music Cares and other things.
How much? How much?
$600 and some change.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Uh-huh.
How much?
Uh-huh. Who's on first?
That was our updated version of who's on first. She doesn't know what that is either. Okay.
Mm-mm. Oh, you should go find who's on first, the routine Abbott and Costello. It's brilliant.
So this caller was asking about where are the decent Republicans? I can't anymore with the now a warning stack. We mentioned this yesterday, but Mike Pence, this should just be common.
I know.
That would just be the lowest bar ever to go. No, of course you can't take a jet from a terrorist funding Middle Eastern country. He said it would be a bad idea. And this is before the news has come out that, of course, Trump is lying about this, that he went and begged for this jet from the terrorist Hamas funding terrorist country.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He said there are profound issues, the potential for intelligence gathering, the need to ensure the president of the United States is safe and secure as he travels around the world. What do we say, Jody? $1 billion, mm-hmm. probably at least a couple of years.
At least.
It's because baby Veruca Salts cannot wait. And he's like,
If he takes it now and uses it now, he can be shot out of the sky very easily, because
Thought bubble.
I'm just putting it out there.
Thought bubble. yes, Mike Pence said,
we don't want that.
A long history of playing both sides. They support Hamas. They supported Al-Qaeda. He said there's very real constitutional issues, including a section of the Constitution that directly bars federal officers from accepting any president of any kind, whatever, from a foreign government. I just think it's a bad idea. My hope is the president will think better of it.
Oh no, he won't.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes. I'm sure. He tried to hang you. Do you really think seriously? You hope the president will think better of it. What do you not know about this guy at this point?
You'd think he'd know better.
When you're out of office,
that they have any degree of courage at all about anything, to even just say the slightest, like, no, you shouldn't take a bribe and blah, 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 right? And they just keep repeating this bull that, oh, it's not all like Carolyn. Hey, girl, we can't hear her enough. Let's hear this lie again.
Uh-huh. I was watching the American press spew a lot of misinformation about the plane donation last week when we were abroad. Let's be very clear. The government of Qatar, the Qatari family, has offered to donate this plane to the United States Air Force, where that donation will be accepted according to all legal and ethical obligations. It will be retrofitted to the highest of standards by the Department of Defense and the United States Air Force. This plane
for
is
$1 billion.
Not a personal donation or gift to the President of the United States. And everyone
of course it is. The other thing, it's not a gift to the United States. It is, what do you really believe for 2 seconds it's going to his presidential library and he's not going to use it himself? Oh my God, it's just wow. Okay, also Qatar, I don't know, switch. I have like a Hannah Montana Qatar and it's fantastic.
Oh, I love Hannah Montana.
Francis was on that show.
I know. We had a whole moment. This is funny.
Okay. This is, I mentioned this yesterday, but really let's delve into the deep, deep sadness of this story. Trump nixed a potential Senate run by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, according to the Wall Street Journal, which said he shared with her a brutal poll.
I bet it was brutal in order
to discourage her. That's what Stormy said. It's a joke. Okay. By the way, can I just say, since Chris Lavoie is not here, it's just an in absentia, he said, oh, he won't actually take the gutter jet. Just in absentia, wrong. Because do you really think there's any guardrails that anyone's going to stop him from doing
anything? Congress isn't going to stop
anything?
Like, Mike Johnson said no. It wasn't in his hands. Sorry. It's like, no, it is in your hands,
sorry,
Mike Johnson.
Chris, you're wrong. He is absolutely going to take this.
Of course
jet.
He will.
All right. Well, but I could be wrong. Okay. Back to Trump's pollster conducted a survey that showed her trailing John Ossoff by 18 points. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to that poll. Run.
No, she's listening to that poll. She wants to stay in power.
Reached for comment. Green expressed anger. To my knowledge, a lot of this was a private conversation. And apparently it's being leaked. Oh, so it's true.
We all knew that when she dropped out. We knew it when she dropped out. She's never going to win.
Come on. You already won mayor. Do it.
Green, green. She's Marjorie Green. She is the mayor of Crazy Hill.
Come on. Go. Run. All right. 46 minutes after the hour. Do I have a thing?
No, you don't have a thing.
Oh,
no.
All right. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now, right? Don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Yes, I said 1,000. Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter?
Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, StephanieMiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
To Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with
the giant,
giant windows
that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Conversion Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Jody Hamilton with her brand new show out this week, Politics Bar. It's on my phone now. Get it on yours. I just did it.
Okay. And she's here helping us. She's on cameras and tweets and drums. Fantastic.
Uh-huh. Air guitar.
Bella on sound bites and social media. And I'm on getting my own show prep, which I'm doing a really bad job at because I don't know how to do things. All right. You do always look at me like I'm a turtle on its back, like you don't know how, and I don't know how I've survived this long.
43 years so far.
Right? Exactly.
She finds that funny.
Jody Hamilton's first guest was her mom, Carol Burnett, who can confirm that I am 43.
My mom thought she was younger when she met her.
So I've stuck with that age ever since, and I'm not letting go of it like a honey badger. And we go every year later from what she said. And that's where I am. Okay. Which means I will be in September.
44.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm too old to remember.
What? Well, you are in your 40s now. Oh. You're not in your 50s like I am. You're
that's right.
Definitely not.
That's
in your
right.
50s.
I am definitely not. Vic in Pleasantville, New Jersey. Steph just caught the end of your show live on Free Speech TV. Hi. I listened to the podcast after work. Oh, that's an excellent idea. I just got to make this a new habit while I'm on an unscheduled vacation. Want to say thanks for being such a joyful little part of my life. I am. We're a little happy joy. We're a happy joy show.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy,
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 happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
I just went all Eunice on your ass. Oh, do we still have that this is a nightmare? Carol Burnett says. This is, I don't know what this is from. Do you know what this is from? This is what I feel every morning when I wake up, right?
All right. I would guess Annie, but I don't think it is from that. It's from something else.
It's her screaming, "This is a nightmare." I am. Okay. Just one more love. Cindy and Eric in L.A. Long-time listeners, sexy liberal attendees, recent Patreon $10 a month subscribers. Oh, the Patreon show is pure gold and a lot of swearing. Thank you, Cindy and Eric. Blah, blah, blah. You and the mooks help keep us hopeful. We cry and laugh together. Thank you for what you and everyone connected with the show. Even the guy who's trying to kill you for the life insurance money do every morning. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Eric. Oh, I'm sorry. What's that, Carol?
It's a nightmare. This is a nightmare. Oh.
That's from Mad About You.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all about America also.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny. Okay. James in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, James.
Hey, good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Do we realize that if this plane, and we spend $1 billion to retrofit it up to classifications, how much money do we have to spend to declassify all that, get it back to normal before it goes to that wonderful Trump Library Foundation?
My God, I know. I mean, it's insane, the amount of money, the amount of time it would take. And like I was saying, he's just going to do it because everything has become, who's going to stop me, right?
Right, exactly.
You and what army? Mine?
Exactly.
Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't even know why we're debating whether this plane is a gift from Qatar to Trump. He gets to take it with him. No other president gets to ride in that plane.
Right.
So
right.
It's like Grover Cleveland didn't take the Statue of Liberty with him. No, it's not a gift to the country.
Yeah. No, of course. Of course it isn't. And then we find out there's always another bunch of lies under the original lies, right? That he went to them and begged for it. This is like, that's not even his story. Like, because you're like, yeah, who just offers you a $400 million jet?
Nobody.
Out of nowhere.
Nobody.
Ay, ay, ay. Lee in North Carolina. Hey, Lee.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I was driving up to Asheville, and I just saw a Moscow distribution truck. What the world is that about?
I have no idea. I'm guessing because there's let's say a Russian asset in the Home Office. Oh, can I have Jake the Hack Writer one more time? Donna says she is a liberal helper. Steph, I love the show. Watch almost every morning. I was lucky enough to be in attendance in a Sexy Liberal show. Also, the virtual show was kick ass. They are all available at sexyliberal.com for only $9.95. Oh my God, even the virtual ones. Thanks for making our national nightmare a little more bearable. Well, you're welcome, and I would like to thank Rocky Mountain Mike for making
Jake the Hack Writer. Would you read my book? I've got some spears to write. Would you take a look? It's based on the one term of a guy named Joe, and I need some cash, so I had to be a Jake the Hack Writer. Jake the Hack Writer.
Talking to you, Jake Tapper. Yeah, take your book and shove it up here. Okay. Just I'm speaking on behalf of many of us.
Yes.
Okay. Lloyd in Hemet, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lloyd.
Well, I didn't intend to be on the air, but I want to just make the point that the tariffs are really surcharges on the fact that they offshored most of the labor costs on producing what we'd like to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Here's a tip. If you call a radio show, there's a very good chance that you will then be on that radio show.
Usually, yes.
He didn't think he would be on. Okay. All right. Listen, Jody Hamilton has a new podcast called The Politics Bar. Get it. And we thank her for filling in this week. Bella, you're doing a fantastic job. We will see you tomorrow for Man Meat Wednesday on The Stephanie Miller Show.
a new choice.
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Eastdown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A man who works at the New Orleans jail is now in jail, arrested and accused of shutting off the water to a toilet to help 10 prisoners escape through a hole behind it late Thursday night. District Attorney Jason Williams.
I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that this was an inside job.
Four of the prisoners have been signed, sealed, and delivered back. Six others still on the loose. President Trump on Capitol Hill urged Republican holdouts to support a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. The president told hardliners not to fool around with more Medicaid cuts. We can't use his word. Afterwards, some holdouts would not say if they were convinced. The British government is suspending free trade negotiations with Israel, slapping new sanctions on the West Bank settlements over Israel's military actions in Gaza. Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament this morning.
We're horrified by the escalation from Israel.
Israeli Foreign Ministry saying it will not be pressured. This is ABC News.